You have just tuned in to the Black Donald Trump Radio. Yes. Well, we is so legit and we talk hood politics. I'm speaking for my people, man. I'm the Black Donald Trump. What you expect? Nothing more, nothing less. Now, we still is on this white privilege. Yes, it is existing. Let's stop it. How we gonna stop it first? By admitting it. Yes, you admit it, and you admit to what your fault is, and you handle it, and we find a way to stop it. White privilege exists. Listen, y'all.
It's me, I'm back again. Here to talk about fear. Pride.
This is the Black Donald Trump Radio, man.
All that good stuff.
This is another white man.
So what is it that stops so many white people from wanting to change their hearts in regards to race and wanting to see the reality and come out of denial? What is it that keeps us stuck right there in that comfortable position of untruth? Well, I think part of it is fear. Another part of it is greed. Greed in that we don't want to lose dominance. We don't want to lose power. We don't want to lose privileges. We don't want to lose benefits that the system of white supremacy has created here in America for white people. We don't want to lose none of it. We're scared. We're scared of black retribution. We're scared of black vengeance. We're scared shitless, and we always have been. Since day one, we put our hands on black people. Grabbed them, snatched them up, put them on a boat, and made them our own fucking personal slaves and assistants for no pay. We did all that. You goddamn right we're scared. We're scared of losing what we got. We're scared of losing our positions. And we're scared of retribution. So we got a lot of fucking fear, man. Yeah, we do. You hear me, white brothers and sisters? A lot of fucking fear. We're scared. We always have been. You see a black man walk down the street, you lock your doors, you check, make sure he ain't gonna hurt you, you clutch your purse. We're scared. So what we do? Lock them up, throw them in jail. World's largest prison population of black folks right now. It's right here in this fucking country. Wonder why? We're fucking scared. Even the fucking police officers, the coward police officers that kill unarmed black people are scared. We're scared of that retribution, scared of that black vengeance. And then we project, and then we pretend and project that black people are as racist as white people. Who the fuck ever taught a black person black supremacy? The first thing a fucking black person learns is why it's wrong to be a supremacist. They deal with that shit their whole fucking life. Why the fuck would they want them to act supreme? I ain't never heard a black person go around acting superior because of the color of their skin. If anything, they do the opposite. It's white people that are taught. I ain't saying black people can't hate. I ain't saying black people can't be angry. But hell, if they do hate, it's a hate that hate produced. It's a anger that anger produced from white supremacy, a culture, and a system of white supremacy. So yeah, black people are angry. Some of them, not all of them, some of them. The point is, face your fear, face your greed, so that we can fucking have a more peaceful country, a more peaceful world. Until white people face that greed that they have, oh, I gotta be on top, I gotta keep my white privilege. Oh God, I'm scared that the black people gonna kill me, they gonna come get me, they gonna snatch me up the way we did them. They gonna do all that dirty shit to me that white people have done to them. Stop being so fucking scared, man. Man up, woman up. Let's face reality. White supremacy is real. Our country is a country of white fucking supremacy. Yes, sir, it is. It always has been. Let's face it. Let's do something about it. Let's take some
This is the Black Donald Trump Radio, man, for me.
Oh, I benefited from white privilege. Just a few weeks ago, I was on the freeway, and admittedly, I'm driving faster than I should have. I wanted to get home. It was late at night. It was a Friday night. So of course, cops are
talking about
the
white privilege going on today.
And so,
You were drunk at the time. Totally. So I get pulled over by a cop,
and I knew I was speeding, and so I was ready for the ticket, right?
How she benefited.
He comes out, really handsome cop, by the way. He comes out, he looks into the car, he flashes the light. Let me talk to you a little bit about how I benefited from white privilege. Just a few weeks ago, I was on the freeway, and admittedly, I was driving faster than I should have, okay? I wanted to get home. It was late at night. It was a Friday night. So, of course, cops are trolling the freeway looking for people who are drunk. And so...
And you were drunk at the time.
Totally, I was wasted. Okay. So I get pulled over by a cop, and I knew I was speeding, and so I was ready for the ticket, right? He comes out, really handsome cop, by the way. He comes out, he looks into the car, he flashes the light into my eyes, and he's like, "Have you been drinking?" And I was like, "Well, I had a glass of wine at 7 o'clock. At this point, it's midnight."
Yeah.
And he's like, "All right, do you know why I stopped you?" And I was like, "I don't know." And he's like, you were speeding and someone actually called you in for drunk driving, which I don't know if I believe. I was going fast. It was 75 miles per hour speed limit. I was going maybe 85. Mm. No, not 85. That's too fast. I get scared. I have a hybrid and I start getting scared when I pass 80. So I'm guessing you'll probably be fine, by the way. But anyway, so he was like, "I'm going to have to do a sobriety test." And I was like, "Okay." So he, like, has me follow his finger, and then, like, he does it a few times, like, back and forth, and then I kind of start laughing because it was kind of funny.
God, Jesus Christ.
Because he was like, and then I, because you're not allowed to move your head either, so this is what I look like. Go to my one shot.
This is the black
where there's like, and he's also like flashing a bright light in your eyes, so I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open, and I'm like, this is absurd, I'm not drunk, like, I'll do anything to prove that to you. But anyway, so then he was just like, okay, he's like, "Do I need to warn you what the speed limit is?" Or no, he's like, "Do I need to give you a ticket to warn you or to remind you what the speed limit is?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, I don't think so. I hope not."
Oh my God, unbearable.
And he let me go. I deserved a ticket. I should have gotten a speeding ticket. He let me go. Yeah. Why? Because I'm a white female.
Yeah, the female is definitely part of it, but white is also part of it.
White is part of it. I mean, there are certain things that I get to take advantage of, right? Or certain things that I benefit from.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't mean that nothing you've done in your life.
You are listening to the Black Trump Radio, man. You heard it from herself, a white girl yourself. Her name is Anna Casperin. She benefited from white privileges at a traffic stop with a white police. What more evidence do you need, man? All my brothers and sisters, please get knowledged up and get ready for what's finna come on in this world. Until then, next time on the Black Trump Radio, this shit is too legit. This is talking hood politics. Good morning, good morning, man. This is your boy, Black Trump Radio, man.
Let's talk white privilege for a moment, shall
we? Today we talking white privilege, man.
White privilege means having the confidence to draw, point, and fire a weapon at a counter...
Let's talk about it. This is the Black Trump Radio. It's your boy, Mr. Black Trump himself, man. With the hood politics. Let's get it. I want to touch base with y'all a little bit more about what's going on around you in this world that we've been living in for thousands of years. Today's topic this morning is white privilege. We're talking about it right now, man. This is pretty much explaining white privilege, man. Let's get it.
Protester acting like a jackass in a mass crowd with police less than 10 feet away. White privilege means that after yelling and attempting to shoot someone, You are charged with discharging a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school. White privilege means a known Grand Wizard of the KKK is treated by police as if he had just been shooting cans for target practice near a school. Whereas 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot dead by police just for playing with a toy gun. And Philando Castile, yeah, he was shot 7 times from point blank range during a traffic stop after voluntarily disclosing that he had a legally registered weapon in the car. Now tell me again how white privilege does not exist. But let's for a second
switch to this is Black Trump Radio, man. Come on, man. Let's be for real now. All these people are white that's talking, man. White people know there's white privilege. It's being explained right here. This is the Black Trump Radio. This is the only way you're going to get it from. This is truth. This is what's been going on for centuries.
Oh, let's say he was a black man who openly drew and discharged a weapon at someone in plain sight of law enforcement. Would he be standing in front of the judge facing the charge of having a weapon close to a school?
Hell no!
Say he had been attending a Black Lives Matter rally. How would this change the narrative? Would right-wingers be as silent as they have been over this act of terror, or would they be screaming from the rooftops about how this is what BLM stands for? Or better yet, say he had been a Muslim extremist firing a weapon at a counter-protester. Do you think law enforcement would have been too distracted by the crowd not to hear the gunshot? But this is just another reminder that protesting while white means the ability to do as you please while facing few, if any, direct repercussions. Let me take you back. Anyone remember Ferguson? Yeah, I distinctly recall tanks in the street. I recall unarmed protesters being pinned to the ground and beaten as if they were enemy forces on the front lines of f***ing Afghanistan. But right-wing extremists can come to their hate party looking like f***ing Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando, and they are given the hands-off don't shoot treatment and a slap on the wrist. Right-wing terrorists can be caught on video brutally beating a black teenager and walk free for weeks, only being held accountable after a huge social media push to condemn them. Oh, but don't worry everyone, the statues can sleep well at night knowing that law enforcement were quick to identify and arrest the 7 threats to public safety who allegedly toppled a Confederate statue. But we've heard this song for years. For years, armed right-wing militia have been turning up at their protests armed
this
to the teeth,
intimidating
everyone
radio.
I will kill you. State trooper.
Anyone remember the Bundy brothers?
You need to bring your arms, and we need you to come to the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
The group was arrested last February after a 6-week-long occupation on the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, during which they broke into a federal facility, defiled Native American artifacts and burial grounds, and threatened police and other officials with assault rifles and other weapons, only to be acquitted on all charges.
I just want to come out and offer you guys the opportunity to help you get out.
Oh, remember that time when 8 black protesters staged an armed takeover of a federal facility and got off scot-free? Yeah, me neither. I mean, lo and behold, if a black guy takes a knee before a football game to highlight inequality in the arrest, sentencing, and use of deadly force against black bodies by the justice system, he is denounced as a traitor for disrespecting law enforcement. But as long as you're white, threatening to shoot law enforcement if approached, or anyone for that matter, to protest, ah, well, you're just a good old
man. Listen to what's going on around us, man. It's not hard to see that is white privilege going on, man. And I'm gonna be the one that stop it, man. It's over with, man. Done, finito. White privilege exists, man, and it's over with, man. It's time to stop it. Oh yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Miss Smile now or Snarl later. I just wanna thank you for taking the time and, you know, giving me your feedback and, you know, how you feel on it. That's all that I care about, you know. And, you know, I do want to spread the knowledge to my black queens, you know. So, you know, and everything you saying is, you know, I can't agree with everything, you know, but I always agree to disagree with my people, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been through something so deep. It's just that I can't believe, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. My mama taught me everything happens in mysterious ways, you know, sister. But I love your feedback. Just keep tuning in, and I got more deep topics for you to talk about. Just, I love your positive feedback. Just, you know, thank you. It just helps me soothe my mind that I can get some peace out and some real truth into the world without, you know what I'm saying, being negative about it, just getting it off my chest. You have been tuned in to the Black Donald Trump Radio. Thank you for your responses. Call in and we'll get it going.